Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, check it out. California Governor Gavin Newsom continues to melt the brain of MAGA Republicans by just using their own rhetoric back at them. One of my favorite genres of video clips over the past month have been the clips of Fox News hosts just baffled that a California governor could ever tweet in all caps or attack people and call people nicknames. How could somebody ever post an AI meme while running the fourth largest economy in the world, which is the state of California? Well, it's just a mirror. He's showing you exactly what Donald Trump looks like and what you all look like when you are running defense for the President of the United States, throwing temper tantrums. So let's run through some of these clips. In 1 second, I want to show you a clip of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson being stunned by Governor Gavin Newsom's attacks against his own district. But first, let's start with this Fox News clip that I just loved.
As the polls demonstrate and bear out, I've got to get your reaction to this. This is Newsom on X. He posted this, and it's really, it shows you the level that he's at, where he's suggesting the president has dementia. I'm not even going to read it, but it's basically him questioning Grok and asking, you know, what is the byproduct of dementia? My question is, does this grow his base at all? Does this land, who is this appealing to beyond his hardcore base?
I think it's just attention. He is just doing this, trying to pretend he's Trump, he's got a new social media team of sort of Gen Zers. And I mean, it's just preposterous.
I love how the host is clearly so scared that Trump is watching. He's like, I'm not even going to read this. In fact, don't even put this on screen. You know, I'll read it, because over here at Mockler Media, on the Adam Mockler channel, we actually read things and talk about the truth. So Governor Gavin Newsom posted a prompt that he asked Grok, which is Elon Musk's own AI. That's the irony there. It says, do people with dementia repeat false things over and over again? Yes, people with dementia can repeat false statements or beliefs, a behavior often linked to memory impairments or cognitive changes. This can manifest as confabulation, where they create or repeat false memories to fill in gaps in recollection, or perseveration, where they fixate on a particular idea or statement. Now, attached to this Governor Gavin Newsom tweet that Fox News doesn't include, they don't include the full thing, there was a clip of Donald Trump repeating himself about crazy lies over and over. So Governor Gavin Newsom was directly providing the evidence. And while all of this was happening, by the way, while Fox News is refusing to even show or read this, rather, Donald Trump is continuing to post insane shit on Truth Social. Over this weekend, he posted a bunch of AI memes. And the weird part about this is, on his Truth Social accounts, he posted links over to Twitter or X. So when you click on this, it takes you over to X, and it's like an AI meme. It says, the world will soon understand. Nothing can stop what is coming. This is what like the edgy goth kid would post on Instagram in high school. He'd be like, the world will never understand my wrath. Why is the President of the United States posting this stuff? The best part is, Governor Gavin Newsom then posted his own version. This is a separate version that Governor Gavin Newsom posted, where it's like him, but it kind of looks like Ben Stiller. Looks more like Ben Stiller than anybody. But genuinely, the troll game is top tier, and it only gets better from here. By the way, if you like the breaking news videos, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are now growing over on Facebook, on Spotify, Apple Music, Instagram. Go follow Adam Mockler on Instagram. Wherever you are, we're at breaking news, injecting the truth into your feed. It really means a lot. I love your guys' support. To continue, Governor Gavin Newsom's press office then posts, because of the fact that Kid Rock is not in the best interests of our great state, I am giving serious consideration to taking away his residency. He is a threat to California's eardrums and should remain in the wonderful state of Michigan if they want him. God bless America. Honestly, it does feel good. Now, it's cringe, and it's dumb, and it's unhinged when the other side does it, but when our side does it, it feels good. It's justified. I'm being a little bit ironic here, but this is directly copying a tweet that Donald Trump made about Rosie O'Donnell, I believe it was. Last month, he randomly tweeted about Rosie O'Donnell and said he's going to strip her citizenship. So Governor Gavin Newsom is just flipping it. He's taking Republican cultural icons or whatever, and he's just making fun of them. I think it's brilliant. I think it's amazing. It's hilarious. Donald Trump then posted another link to Twitter, and this link takes you to a meme that says, "I drive stupid people completely insane." By the way, the implication here that I'm drawing is that Trump actually does scroll through Twitter. He scrolls through Twitter, takes the link, and then posts it on his X, or at least somebody on his team is doing that for him, but he's scrolling through Twitter when he has his own platform. It's just all so dumb. This takes me on to Speaker of the House Mike Johnson being confronted. Now, just to back up, early this morning, Kristi Noem was claiming that LA, Los Angeles, would not exist if it wasn't for the National Guard being deployed. Like, what?
But we will continue to go after the worst of the worst across the country, like President Trump has told us to do, focusing on those that are perpetuating murder and rape and trafficking of drugs and humans across our country, knowing that every single citizen deserves to be safe.
Part of what distinguished the Los Angeles operations, however, is that National Guard troops were there, in essence, protecting or backing up those federal agents as they conducted operations. Is that what we should expect to see in Chicago?
You know, that always is a prerogative of President Trump and his decision. I won't speak to the specifics of the operations that are planned in other cities, but I do know that L.A. wouldn't be standing today if President Trump hadn't taken action. Then that city...
L.A. wouldn't be standing?
...would have burned down if left to the devices of the mayor and the governor of that state. And so the citizens who live there...
The idea that L.A. would have burned down is not only hyperbolic, but they're creating a pretext. They're trying to act like it's a necessity to have the National Guard mobilized in LA, in DC, eventually in Chicago, because if not, the city would burn down. Now, most of the people who consume right-wing propaganda, this was on Face the Nation, CBS, so this is not right-wing propaganda, but most of the people who do consume these short clips or the right-wing propaganda version of this that Trump will then post on his Truth Social, they don't live in blue cities. So they think blue cities are essentially like, Afghanistan. You walk in and there's just bullets flying over like it's a war zone or whatever. It's not. Chicago is rather nice. It's amazingly nice. I love Chicago. You can walk around. Of course, every city is going to have parts that are a little bit more dangerous, but the idea that LA wouldn't be standing is absurd. That's why I kind of want to flip this, because Governor Gavin Newsom has been leading the way on a new type of rhetoric, and I want to know your guys' opinion, because I love this type of rhetoric. Over the past decade, Republicans have relentlessly shit on blue states and blue cities and basically just said they are trashy, awful hellholes. That's what Republicans say. It's not true. You go to Chicago, it's nice. I traveled to New York and to DC. These are nice cities. I love all of these cities, and LA as well. What if our new rhetoric, which is the one that Gavin Newsom is using, is just to point out the facts? Red states are closer to being shitholes. Now, I'm sorry to all the red state viewers. It's really nothing against you guys. I grew up in Indiana, and my parents live in Indiana, and I currently live in Chicago, but I have nothing against people who live in red states. But the education levels, the crime levels in red states are awful. California, Chicago, and New York are the economies that are the backbones of this country. I mean, of course, so are red states as well. I'm not trying to take away from that. But like, the trade that comes in through LA makes California the fourth largest economy in the world. The ports of entry on the other side of the country, if shut down, would choke off the country. The point is, blue cities are incredibly important. A lot of the red states are soaking up welfare. A lot of red districts disproportionately soak up welfare. There's a line of attack that can be used that is very clean. Now, when it comes to crime rates, I'm going to let Governor Gavin Newsom take care of this one. Notice how Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has no response, no valid response to these attacks against his district.
But he name-dropped you personally yesterday, essentially trying to say that crime is worse in Louisiana than it is in California. Take a listen. We'll get your thoughts.
If he is to invest in crime suppression, I hope the President of the United States would look at the facts. Just consider Speaker Johnson's state and district. Just look at the murder rate. That's nearly four times higher than California's.
It's a really simple graphic. It says Louisiana's murder rate is really four times higher than California's. And it has Speaker of the House Mike Johnson with a red background. Really effective politics right here.
In Louisiana.
Have at it.
Again, Gavin Newsom will do anything for attention. He can name drop me all he wants. He needs to go and govern his state and not be engaging in all of this. Look, we have crime in cities all across America, and we're against that everywhere, and we need to bring policies to bear. My hometown of Shreveport has done a great job of reducing crime gradually. But we've got to address it everywhere that it rears its ugly head. And I think every major city in the country, the residents of those cities are open to that and anxious to have it. And
they're not. 65% of Chicagoans don't want the National Guard deployed. Over 80% of people in D.C. don't want the National Guard deployed. 82% of black people in D.C. do not want the National Guard deployed. The idea that cities want the National Guard deployed onto them is not true. Mike Johnson, why wouldn't the National Guard be marching through the streets of your own city? He didn't really give a satisfactory answer. Also, the absolute irony of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson saying that all Governor Gavin Newsom wants is attention. Dude, the president is tweeting about Taylor Swift and random celebrities on a weekly basis just to try to stay in the headlines. I'm usually not biting. We cover the tariffs, we cover the Epstein files. But this dude tweets about celebrities once a week, twice a week. It's insane. So if you want to talk about begging for attention, that's how Donald Trump rose to political fame, by attacking Obama's birth certificate, saying insane things. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one, and peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.